Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Pre-weaning vaccinations are effective tools in reducing the impact of respiratory disease in calves following the stress of weaning. Ranchers looking to wean calves early this year as a drought strategy should still follow the same vaccination protocols for usual weaning, according to Extension veterinarian Russ Daly.
The normal type of modified live or intranasal vaccines that we would give to calves pre-weaning, say, later on in the fall in September or so, when we would normally think about weaning, those vaccines and those strategies are still things that we want to think about even in these young calves.
The specific timing of respiratory vaccines, along with the typical clostridium combinations, is something best discussed with your herd veterinarian. Recommendations for timing may vary according to the products being used, whether the vaccines are killed or modified live, for example. Daly states most respiratory vaccines require two doses for greatest efficacy. Calves receiving the initial dose at branding or pasture turnout time will not need the booster shot until weaning.
So if they've gotten a dose of that, unless they're really, really young — by really, really young, I mean probably less than 4 weeks old when they got their first dose — that can be a good priming dose for them. And then, in that case, all we'd really need to do is give them a booster at the time of weaning. So that's the caveat. So if these calves have gotten vaccine before, a booster at weaning time. If they haven't, then we need to think about pre-weaning and then a booster at weaning again.
For greater details, visit extension.sdstate.edu.